Guess what? We're back. Time for some non-copyright intro music for once. Yeah. We are back to the Honest Modern Dating Podcast. I hope you can hear that music because I'm just doing it fucking freestyle. Welcome back to the Honest Modern Dating Podcast. When I say welcome back, I mean welcome fucking back. I took a week off. What? I think this is podcast number 74. I have done podcasts for the last 73 weeks in a row minus last week, and I will tell you why I didn't do it last week at the end of this podcast. But for those people who are tuning in for the first time, this is the Honest Modern Dating Podcast, where we talk about dating and love and all that crap in the most honest way that you'll ever experience. And we can open up your mind, open up your heart, we'll help you experience new things. And for the first time in the history of the Honest Modern Dating Podcast, we are now fucking on Spotify! What? So if you are listening to this on Spotify, hello. If you are listening to this somewhere else, also hello. And if you are listening to this live, motherfucking hello. This is the first podcast we actually have music just jamming in there. I don't know if it's actually good sounding. I'll listen to it afterwards. We don't do this podcast to edit it. We don't do that at all. I did that a couple times and it was a pain in the fucking ass. We do this podcast because it is honest, it is raw, and we get straight to the point. So in this podcast, we are going to be talking about love. We're going to be talking about it in a way that no one else has really talked about. We're going to be talking about it in its true potential, not just what people get confused about, not the shit that people get stuck in, not the fucking bullshit excuses that people have, but what it really is. It's two people connecting. So, are you ready to talk about love? Let's just press the buttons and get rid of music. Oh, look at that. Music's gone. Look at that. Oh my God, so dynamic. I hope you had a dynamic introduction. Really, truly dynamic. All right, so I wanted to do this podcast to talk about love because we often get it confused with helping other people and fixing other people and all this stuff. I personally believe, maybe I'm biased because, you know, I see the whole picture as a coach, but I personally believe that love is everywhere. When I mean love, I mean, like, but let's just, like, feeling good. Whatever love means to you, it's like the more I observe the world, the more I work with people one-on-one, the more I get to know people, it's like people are literally just doing the best with what they know how. So the thing is, you might be listening to this podcast for one reason or another. You've been scrolling through the internet and you're like, okay, what is this jerk going to say? And you might be listening to it because there is something specific you want to get out of it. Or maybe you're going through a painful situation. But the truth about love is, love is not pain. There should be and is no pain in love. We've just got to make it simple. So I'm talking very esoterically here. Let's get some real world examples. What happens is some people get into relationships because they think they need to fix people, or they think they need to do something to get someone. That's not love. That's doing something to get someone. That's trying to convince someone. Now, in the past, I've talked about unconditional love. In the past, I've talked about things like, okay, you know, love is like an ocean. You step into it and it's not like a drug or whatever. But what happens is that some people get lost along the way. They get lost because it's this fucking word, and it happens all the time, and it's this word that will kill a lot of relationships. Or kill, not a lot of relationships, like, kill fucking your mental state. It's the word but. So we might say like, oh, I love this person, but, or this situation is going really good, but, or I'm with this person, but. And what we do is we literally shoot it in the foot when we use this word but. But, 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 but. think you're amazing, but I think things are going really well, but I think that everything in, like, I'm really happy, but if I was to define love as just fucking feeling good just for this moment, sometimes we overcomplicate it because we say, I feel good, but, and then we quickly look at all the things that don't work. But the truth is, ironically, I say, but the truth is, but the truth is, it's everywhere. Love is giving. Love is appreciative. Love is joyful. Love is open. Love is flowing. Love is wanted. Love is needed. You might say, but I don't want to be needy. I don't want to be needy. That's what people say. They say, but I want to learn how to be happy alone, some people say. But still, what happens is that sometimes it's just preference. Sometimes we like having people in our lives. And so I titled this podcast, Let's Talk About Love. What I really want you to get out of it is to realize that love, this whimsical notion that I'm so weirdly, esoterically talking about, is quite literally everywhere. This podcast is an expression of love. It's giving. Another example, the headphones that you are listening on, if you are listening with headphones or whatever, you did not have to create that. Some would say that's love. Did you build the bed that you sleep on? And maybe there is probably one person out there listening to this that did. Probably not. And so what happens is that we go nuts. We go nuts trying to find it from someone, something, in some particular way, because that's what we knew. We were raised to perceive love in a particular way. A particular way. If someone says something one way, does something one way, feels something one way, we then receive it. But, and you can say but if you're leading into something positive. A big fucking but. There is so much love in the world. So much. But we miss it. But we miss it. You can say but if it's positive. But we miss it. When we think it only has to come in one way. When we think there is a door and through this door. Now here's the difference thing. I'm not talking about relationships. I'm just talking about love. That through this door. We must get it through this door. This one door. Then we close every other door that it could come to. When we hold on to things so tight, we squeeze so hard that we stop ourselves from it holding on to other things. But I am specifically talking about love today. Love. Because relationships are about preference. You know, like, you can go to a movie by yourself. You can do it. I bet. And I bet it's a lot more enjoyable actually going to a movie with other people. Because you enjoy it twice. You experience it with someone else. But when it comes to love, love itself is feeling good. It's like, it's how we charge. It's how we recharge. Are you telling me, for example, that if you spent your entire weekend with the people that you love the most, the people that you really care about, that you won't feel energized and full of joy and full of passion and full of just giving, like you're in a state where you can give truly to other people. But what happens is, I should not have started this podcast saying, but the reason why I say that, the whole thing with but, just to reiterate, is some people say, I really feel good, but, and they're quick to point out the flaws. I would then recommend, now post-mortem with that thing, that it's okay to say but if you're going to butt in from something bad to into something good. So you can say, life is really shit, but it's getting better. You know, like it's in that sense that it's actually really good. So I'm inviting you here, I'm challenging you here to start looking more around and to become more sensitive to what love actually is. To what it actually truly is. For example, look at your house. Did you build it? But you might say, I paid for it. So what? Did you build your house? Whatever device you're on, did you manufacture it? The person who created it had to pour love into it. They had to. Because it's like caring. It's like, you know, otherwise someone wouldn't buy it, sure. But it was a labor of their own love. When we start to find it everywhere, we start to become more perceptive to it. Now, I want to talk a little bit about me. Because I think we've done these last 70-something podcasts. And sometimes I talk about me and sometimes I don't. I want to talk about why I took last week off. It was because I hit an emotional snag. I'm someone who does not rarely have down days. I'm someone who rarely has down days. But something hit me. Something very emotional. And so I really needed to take care of myself. And so I was like, ah, fuck it. I'm doing my podcast. Fuck it. I'm not doing that. Fuck it. I'm not doing this. Fuck it. I'll just look after myself. But what happened was in that thing, I started to meditate a lot. Meditate a lot and a lot and a lot and a lot and a lot. Basically, I started doing a similar process to what I did in 2016, where I was meditating at a really deep level, right? And I'm telling you this because there is something that I really want to share. And for most of my life, I've experienced some form of pain in my chest. It's an emotional pain. I've gone to meditation retreats. I've gone to this, and I've invented my own techniques to get out of it as well. And every time I got past this pain, what would happen was that because I was meditating on it and I would heal it, I would find some new thinking strategy, some amazing way out of the pain. But what happened was 10 seconds, 20 seconds later, the pain would come back. And I then started to observe this process. What's going on with that in my meditation? And if you can imagine me there, lying on my bed in complete fucking stasis, just completely enveloped in my own deep emotional world, I observed something. And that something immediately got me out of my funk. And that was that the only person that was creating this pain was me. That it was like every time I felt open, that I was like, finally, the pain is gone, finally. There was a part of me that was scared that I needed that pain. So I'd hurt myself. And I share this because I know I'm not the only one out there who did that. That when things are good, things are scary. So we make things harder for ourselves. And we make them harder, and we make them harder, and we make them harder, and we make them harder just because when things are good, they suck. There's nothing to talk about, nothing to do. And although I'm someone who was out of that, to realize that I still did this at a deep subconscious level was, for me, really profound. And I share this because there are some people out there who will listen to this and it will hit them fucking to the core. It will knife them. It will feel like, it'll be like an emotional dagger that just goes straight to that point. The point that reopens the wounds just so you can stitch them. And that part of me was great. I learned from that re-stitching those wounds that I kept opening up, I learned more in that time that has made me the most amazing coach that I am now. But, but then I made a shift. I made a shift in my thinking that no longer am I going to hurt myself. And if you're one of those people, I want you to make that shift with me now. That no longer you are going to hurt yourself. Emotionally, physically, existentially, relationshipally. It's not self-sabotage. Let's get rid of that word. That word is too blanket statement. It's like depression is too blanket statement. You're going through a lot of shit. There's a lot of stuff going on. To say that you are depressed is not good enough anymore. And to say that if you are emotionally hurting yourself and putting yourself through these situations over and over again, to say that you are self-sabotaging is no longer good enough. We have to look at the reasons why. We have to look at that. Because when you're in that state and you understand that at such a deeper level, you immediately get yourself out of it. And this is why I titled this podcast, Let's Talk About Love. And this is why I spoke about the deeper, more profound ways of looking at love. The ways of looking at it that are open, that are free. Because when we start to receive it in all spaces, we start to receive it. We stop holding on to it. And we start to create it. And when you create it, you start getting ideas and you start to meet people. When you meet people, suddenly meet their people. And then you meet their people and pretty soon you've met someone great. And pretty soon things just keep going on. But there are some people out there who have problems. But there are some people out there who have problems and they create problems because it's what they know. So if you're one of those people, if you are one of those people, please, please reach out. Email me, harvey@gethimhooked.com. Do you want out? We can change it really quickly. We can help it. Or, doesn't matter, fucking if you like it that way, go ahead. You know what? There are some people who reach out, they want to tell me their problems, and it's really fucking hilarious. They want to tell me their problems, and as soon as the answer comes there, it's too scary. Because it's easier sometimes to be in shit situations, because that's what you know. And it doesn't have to be that way. Things don't have to be that hard. There is so much. Say for example, someone jealous comes along and they go, oh my God, look, I can't believe everyone else is in a relationship but me. Can't you just be happy? Can't we be happy that there is so much, that it's possible? Because when you appreciate it, you can allow yourself to perceive it. When you allow yourself to perceive it, you'll put yourself in a space that's ready for it, and you'll make space for it. And when you make space for it, that's when it comes. And sure, I can teach you the fundamental fun stuff, which is the what to do, the what to say, the what to this, and all that kind of stuff. That's what people come to me for. But what they stay for is a lot deeper than that. What they stay for is understanding that it's the place that we do those actions that's most important. This is what I teach people. When I teach people how to get the relationship they want, they then realize that where the place that they do it from is more important. It's more important than what you actually say and do. But saying those things, doing those things makes it a lot more fun. Let's cue outro music. Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Honest Modern Dating Podcast. Episode something in the 70s. Thank you so much for listening. I've really appreciated your time this entire time. You have been a blessing. You've really, if you've listened to this whole podcast, you know, the fact that you do this shows me that you're the kind of person who really takes your love life and your relationship seriously, and that you're the kind of person who really invests time in yourself. And the best way to invest time in yourself is to connect with me personally. You can email me at harvey@gethimhooked.com or go to www.gethimhooked.com and you can apply for a free call. You can work with me. You can talk to me. We can sort some stuff out. We can make life a hell of a lot easier because it does not have to be so hard. Love does not have to be so hard. It is easy. It is simple. It takes a second to turn on the light switch, and it takes a second to turn around your love life. So it does not have to be so fucking painful. So if you are listening to this and you are in that space, make that commitment now. You know it, that this is what you want to do. So take that step. Message me. Contact me. Because it does not have to be so hard. Love can be fucking easy. It can be simple. It can be whatever you want it to be. So in the meantime, before you take that step, or as you are taking that step to message me, as you are taking that step, I want you to dream about what is possible. What you could have. What you should have. What life could be like. How you could feel if you were to have what you wanted. Not just dealing with the scraps. Not just dealing with people bullshitly fucking you around. Not just being alone for such a long time. But to have what you want. So thank you so much for listening to this. This outro music is so aptly timed. And for those people who are thinking of being like, oh, but it's non-copyright. I got the license. Fuck you. So thank you so much for listening to this. And tune in more next week. And make sure to subscribe in whatever platform you're doing. Because we are on a roll. And music is really cool. I might use more music in these podcasts. Thank you so much. If you are listening to us on Spotify, please give this a follow or whatever the Spotify thing. I think there's a heart there. Replay it 100 times, just put it on in the background, just walk away, because that really helps me out. And thank you so much. If you did like this, make sure this with everyone you know. And if you hated this podcast, share this with everyone you hate. And tune in next week for more latest and greatest of the Honest Modern Dating Podcast. And for those who are listening for the first time, thank you so much. Talk to you next week.